Marcus, did you want to
Well, I mean, we're just for the purpose of dialogue, I threw it out there, and I think that's what the questioner intended. I think that's what his question intended was to raise that question.
I can answer that in 30 seconds or less. Okay.
Yeah.
Currently, I am at the station, or I have been reviewing what is necessary. The budget kind of snuck up on me. This meeting is today, and I got there Tuesday. You know, it's just quick to me. But I agree with a lot of what you're saying and what your questions are. I also concur. But I just need to get a chance to try to come up with something else. But I do not think that it negates a HR person there. I think that it makes more sense for a full-time office manager that has some of that capacity. Yes.
And just to add something to this, but I'm not entirely 100% sure on this, but I heard that, and because I asked that question when I first got here and I went to Washington and he saw that there was a human resources consultant. And what I was told that this was part of a requirement, a legal issue that was being satisfied at that point. And probably the board of directors would know about this, but it's something that was kind of required of WPFW because of a legal requirement.
In that vein, because that's what I was told too, but I have not seen the legal precedent yet, so I'm waiting for somebody to forward that to me so that I can make a better decision. Because I think a lot of times we're going off of what it's kind of information that's passed down, but nobody has produced the document that says what that is. So I'm looking to see that as well.
Yeah, that's what I was told, and trust me, I did ask about that the first time I set foot in Washington, D.C.
Okay, so I think Raul and I are on the same page. It's just a lot of fact-finding that we're having to do right now, but it's just that the budget is here today, so that's kind of where we are.
Okay. All right. I encourage you to fact-find, because what you're stating is something that's kind of mysterious as far as I'm concerned, and I'm not aware of a legal requirement to that effect or of, in fact, any legal activity at WPFW for many years. So I'm not sure, but okay.
Yeah. So that's, well, you, we'll find, when I want to, once we find out what's going on, because you're where I am, once I find out what's going on, because I've gotten a lot of different answers, and always it's the bylaws, or it's you know, but nobody has produced these things yet. So I'll find out, and I can make a more informed decision for you guys, but I just need a couple of days, I think, to get this done.
Madam Chair, this is Richard. May I ask a question or make a comment here?
Yes, you may.
Very quickly, when we start talking about HR, we've dropped the ball a lot of times not having HR advice, but you don't have to have somebody on staff that's an HR. You could, at times we've had HR on the national staff that gave other people advice, and I know you can get contracted HR advice from different things, and maybe through the national office. So I wonder about needing an HR person on this tiny staff myself.
Okay.
Barbara,
yeah, for this
I think from a management point of view, there's definitely something there to work on. Okay, Barbara, go ahead.
About the need for HR assistance, I just wanted to share something that the search committee at KPFA recently was given an answer. We were told that if we needed, we had a question or two that we needed to ask of a HR person, could we just do this over the phone? And we were told that, in fact, I guess this was some decision in the national office, that we would have to have the person come to a meeting, we would have to get all our questions together, and then, of course, we would be charged an hourly fee for this. And I remember when Arlene and LaVarn were drawing up new plans, and one of the plans was to outsource human resources, and it was with the idea that these people might be available for the kinds of things you all are talking about now, and we thought we could have also, you know, a few moments on the phone to ask a few questions. And I just wanted to tell you all the response that we got, which didn't sound as though that kind of an arrangement has been set up, at least with the HR services that are going to be available through the national office.
Is there anybody else for the stack? Okay, I have a couple questions, so if no one else wants to go, I think I'll go ahead and ask them. The numbers in this budget, with some exceptions, at least on the revenue side, there have been some significant changes in the nature of the expenses, are really similar to what WPFW has brought to the Finance Committee the past 3 or 4 years that I've been on the Finance Committee. The listener support number has always been projected to be about 1.4, and the total revenue has always been projected to be about 1.7 something. And in my early days on the Finance Committee, WPFW made those targets pretty consistently, and in the last 2 years, not so much. And there has been a significant decline. I think it is reasonable to point to some internal discord as having been a real significant player in that. And I think it's important to note that was the case in 2012, and that was also the case in 2013.
Okay.
I do support the fact that for this particular station, there's a limited amount to be cut at this point in time. So if we, and there is a significant and pressing need to generate more revenue. This is not a scenario where there's been significant overspending, and this is not a scenario where there's unnecessary discretionary expenses going on. So this is a scenario where revenue recovery really needs to be the priority. Okay, so that said, I do have some questions about some of these categories, and I sort of share with Michelle the perception that the amounts are not crazy, but some of the categories might be slightly different than, unless there's some plan that I'm not aware of, might not be quite tangible at this point in time. So Let me just ask some questions. You can tell me to the extent possible if you share that perception or if there's a plan behind it that I don't know about. I'm not concerned about the car donations because I think that Pacifica does have a pretty good vendor for it, and if WPFW does some legwork in terms of promoting the program, I think these numbers are not crazy to anticipate. The larger stations have been doing twice that annually, so I think it can be done. I'm curious about your community special events. In some ways, WPFW has had a history of doing fairly robust community events and bringing in income that way. However, 2012 and 2013 were not primo examples of that. So, Michelle, is it your event that you did real before you did all that?
Sure. Again, I agree with you about the numbers. I think that these numbers can be done. I'm just, as you said, I'm concerned. What I'm concerned about is this whole of 2012-2013. I believe that we have the wherewithal to do it, but we've got to overcome such a deficit for the last 2 years, and it's in perception. And so in building in the things that we're doing as of Tuesday to overcome perception in our audience and to rebuild trust with our audience, we are expecting an increase. I just want to be sure. What do I want to say? I don't want to come in at a negative. So I want to say that if we moved the car donations, if that were to, not the car donation, what I'm looking at, the special events, I'm not sure. But because I have no historical reference for these kinds of numbers and talking to them and purely anecdotal information about what has happened in the last few years. Everyone would tell me, well, we used to do big numbers at big events, but for the last couple of years, we haven't done anything. And so we're going off of the audience that we're going to now to invite to an event is the audience that we've got from the last couple of years. So I would be really conservative with these numbers. More in line of the $20,000, what I suggest for a community event, and I'm being really bold to suggest that, and as a total number, and then I'm sorry. I thought I heard somebody.
I don't know what that was. So I was just confused.
Okay, and then as far as the line with the donations for less than 1,000, line item number nine, that's 20,000. Like the two, line eight and line nine, that come up to be about $50,000, but $6,800 is what was raised last year. Like, I'm concerned about that number. See, these items, I'm concerned about because I don't have any historical reference and no one can tell me where this comes from. So I don't want to be on the hook for it when I don't quite know what that is. But that being said, the listener support, I do believe that we'll be able to raise it to the 1.4 based on the $270,000 deficit from last year. Because,
okay,
if possible, in order to keep this number well, I'd like to suggest that we go back to whatever we did as an actual number this year, and then I'm going to be responsible for raising about $500,000 in grants, because that's what we're looking at right now. That is something that's not listed on here. Outside of the CPB, but other grants that we'll be able to tie into the community, my budget that's coming in and looking at things and just looking at the landscape of what we have available, I'm looking at trying to raise about $500,000 this year. So I want to add that.
Yeah,
I want to add that to it, but do you get what I'm saying? It's going to come in these numbers, because if I add it to these numbers, we might break even. But I prefer to have that as a line item and then have these other numbers in more realistic number, more realistic numbers than the ones that we have. Does that make sense to you guys?
That does. I have some follow-up questions. The Finance Committee is a big fan of not spending speculative grant income, so we're actually glad that you didn't do that.
Right.
People have before. And it's like, unless we know that we're getting it, that's not to spend.
Exactly.
So,
no, exactly.
That's why I hear you on that. So let me ask a couple other questions that are fairly minor. I think, although it's not a large line item, that your LSB collection expenses are a little bit over budgeted for DC, and I think there's a little flexibility there, so we could get a little money back from there probably. I appreciate the drop in administrative and development expenses. I'm a little nervous about the premiums, but you're telling me that you're going to keep an eye on it. So,
yeah.
So I'll go with that. I guess my question is, if it turned out that we wanted to do some trims here, and I think the primary place that concerns me is the community and special events, because I don't think that happens unless there's a plan for doing it. And I think it's way beyond what the track record has been the past 2 years. And I definitely feel like I would be a little more comfortable in the 25,000 range than projecting a doubling there. So that's one thing that for me seems kind of untethered from anything specific.
Okay.
The donations, I think, are at a fairly reasonable level. And then the other question is sort of regarding your, okay, so we know you're at about 1.1 for the first 10 months of the year, and then I assume you guys had a fund drive in August? Is that right?
September.
Yes,
September. Okay, and how did that that
we're in it now. We're in this fund right now.
So you didn't do anything between May or June and September? There was no summer fund drive?
There was a fund drive in May, I'm sure of. I don't know that I wasn't connected to the station between May and September, so I don't know what happened between then, but I know that there was one in May.
Was there any fundraising activity? Tony, you would know this. Was there fundraising activity in August or September?
Yeah, there was sort of little mini drive. I think it raised a little over $50,000 or something during that time.
A little over 50. Okay. So probably 1.1, 1.2. So you're probably going to finish up the year at 1.3, 1.4. Okay. Michelle, is there anything in here, in your opinion, that if we did want to be a bit more conservative, that would allow us to project some reduced expenses? Because I'm not really seeing it.
I mean, overall, I think the numbers are good. Again, like I was saying, they just may come in a different place. But I think that if we make this budget, but we don't make it in the way that it is listed, I think that you guys would not be too upset. So,
we'll survive.
So I think that we'll make this budget. My concerns were the way that it was listed. You know, agreeing that we'd be able to get that done the way that it's listed. But I do think that we can make these numbers, and I do think that we can cover the personnel cost to get people out of the 75% of the, you know, their wages. But I also know that they're talking about the HR expense. We're going to be doing a lot of consolidation because there's a lot of the manpower that we have. Once they feel empowered that they're making their money, I think that we'll be able to get more things done more efficiently. Right now, it's very inefficient because at paying people 75%, they're going to work at 50%. You know, and I think that's a lot of the causation of what's happening inside the building. So I understand why it's so important to get them at regular pay. So
yeah, I understand that, you know, to some degree we're going to have to take a flyer this year, you know, to do this, that the revenue will be there because it wasn't there last year.
Right.
So in a sense, we're doing it in the opposite order from which you would do it in ideally, which is the revenue would be there first, and then you would say, okay, we're doing great. Let's get those people up to 100%. And doing it in the opposite order is scary, but there are reasons, and I do understand what they are.
Yeah, and then as someone mentioned earlier, because of the change, I think that the things that had caused it to decline the last couple of years are not going to will be the reasons why the revenue should bump back up.
Can I also ask, are you making some progress? I know there's been issues with the transmitter power being very intermittent. And, of course, that impacts how many people can hear you.
We're at full power. We're at full power right now.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, we're at full power. Now, it's still a tube. We're still on a tube. I'm trying to write down. We're still using a tube system, and we want to try to upgrade the system out of the tower. But, again, that's on budget. It works right now, so after we get some more money, we're going to try to go forward with some other stuff. But right now, with some spit and some tubes, we're at full power.
Okay. Yes, with an aging Armstrong tube transmitter. You know, you in Texas are the remaining stations still on that system.
Yeah.
Okay. And those are transitions that have to be made at both stations. Texas is launching a capital campaign to try to get that done.
Mm-hmm.
And I would hope that maybe WPFW would be in a position to work on that in the next couple of years.
Yeah. We're trying to do that for 6 months. I'm planning that in 6 months to see where we are and to try to get that done for the end of this year inside of this budget. But not in this budget, but something that we want to look at before we start the next budget for next year.
Yeah, because the Armstrong tube transmitters are what you would call like a ticking time bomb. They only last so long, it seems.
They are. They are. So I'm pretty familiar with them from days past, very, very past. So, yeah.
Okay, so how do folks on the committee feel? I'll be pretty much done with the Q&A. Are there other questions? Are there people who haven't weighed in and want to? Okay. So why don't we add a little bit into... Yeah, go ahead. Who is that?
Oh, this is Marcus. I just had a couple of comments. I don't know whether this is appropriate time to share them.
Sure, why not? Go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to remind the committee, one, that we've not had a business manager, a functioning business manager, in quite some time. So that's been a big challenge with the development of the budget and coming up with accurate numbers. I want to applaud Raul for stepping in and bringing some clarity to it. It's not been a terribly collaborative process, and I'm very pleased at what I hear from our interim general manager, and I wish there was some way we could give her a little time. I know where the clock is ticking, but I think her interest in researching a bit more and trying to get some more information and maybe trying to improve the numbers is one that we should consider and is understandable. And so I make that plea on her behalf.
Okay. All right. So let me say this. The next phase is sort of temperature taking about sort of people's comfort level with the budget. Michelle, if you would like, you are welcome to stay for the duration of the call, by all means. If you would like to do something else, you don't have to stay for this part. It's up to you.
Are there any other questions for me? I mean, if there's no more questions for me, just for information to be more indoctrinated with the process, I would like to stay, but I'll put you guys on mute for me so you don't hear what I'm doing, unless there's something that...
That's fine. Okay.
Okay, this is Jim. I have one question as secretary. How do you spell your first name?
Michelle? Oh, M-I. Actually, my first name is Lanise. So I just say that for the record. Michelle is my middle name, but that's what I use because everybody gets Michelle. So Michelle is M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E.
L-L-E.
That's what I use.
Thank
mm-hmm.
you.
Uh-huh. Okay. And your consent is us reporting you for the record as Michelle Price?
Yes, that's the name that I'm officially, I use, yes. I just wanted to make sure I answer that question properly.
Madam Chair, I have a question for Michelle.
Yeah, okay.
Michelle, did you say you were going to stay on the call, but you were going to mute yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Good. I would hope that you would stay on because... Like you, I'm looking forward to you coming up with a budget that makes sense.
Well, I mean, and again, that was my concern when I saw this budget today. And historically, my first thing to Raul was, how historically accurate is, you know, where are these numbers coming from? And that's why I kind of prefaced that when my turn to speak came up, is because I wasn't sure about these numbers. But, I will say that what were the problems with the revenue generation before the last 2 years, I think that may bounce back. I know that I'm putting things in place to cause us to get money from different areas. One of the things that I thought was so risky was to base the fiscal health on fund drives. I don't think that's the best case scenario, and so I'm trying to let fund drives be at, this year, it's almost, you know, a huge portion of our budget, but going forward, I think our fund drive should be no more than 60% of, no, really, honestly, 50% of the budget, and 50% coming from other places, and to try to do that more way. And so I'm going to try to do some more institutional things that would create revenue coming into that station other than talking to our listeners every few months. I think that hurts us more than it helps us. So.
And I have one more comment before Michelle mute out.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody know, when I talked to Michelle earlier today, and I totally agree with the concerns and the talk of the committee, especially Richard, I know, and I have, when during our conversation with Michelle earlier, I have encouraged her to be candid and honest with the committee and provide their concerns, her concerns, yeah, to the committee, and then the committee will try and help her develop based on my experience with the committee will not allow, you know, aggressive or exorbitant budgets, and they're very realistic. So you will have a chance to, that she will have a chance to say her thoughts and about this budget. Like I said, this is a budget that was created by another manager with maybe a different philosophical principles, and so, and now we have myself probably coming from a different background. So I think there's a disconnect there. And I told her whatever she needs to do, be prepared to have numbers and, you know, justification on what she thinks would be a good number for the budget, and I will totally work with her and support her on her thoughts at that point, just like I did with John as well. And that's, you know, where we are right now.
Yeah, that's correct. He did do that. Okay. All right, so let us turn to temperature taking. Thank you, Michelle, and
thank you
for listening to the conversation. We are going to talk candidly. We do that as a committee, but it's all in the interest of trying to develop the most accurate budget we can. So,
okay, I appreciate you guys allowing me to speak tonight.
Yes, and temperature taking is just temperature taking. We just let people sort of talk about what they're thinking. You know, and people think all kinds of things, and then we'll try to work towards a consensus about what to do. Okay. So for temperature taking, what we usually do is just go around the horn and make sure that we hear from everybody on the committee, the noisy people and the slightly less noisy people. And it's basically just a temperature check on how comfortable you are with this budget as it's been presented. And if there's lack of comfort, the nature of that lack of comfort, and what might make you feel better, or what might be a budget that you'd be happier with, or that you're reasonably okay with what you've heard and reasonably prepared to go forward. So why don't we start out in California? Barbara, you want to start?
Well, my first reaction is, and I know we are nearing the end of the month and need to be done with these things, but I hear Marcus's request or suggestion that it would be a good idea for Michelle at this point to have a little time to do some analysis that she's been referring to. I don't know what was decided in last night's meeting, so I don't know whether there's another go round with WBAI planned or not. And it
there is, I'm afraid. Yes.
That's what I figured. And so is that going to be our meeting for next Tuesday?
That is what we scheduled, although I think it is not going to be the whole meeting. We got pretty far with BAI's budget.
Okay. Well, if people think that you know, a little wrap-up with WPFW could happen in the same meeting, I would be in favor of that sort of thing.
Okay.
That's
all right.
I feel that if Michelle is the person having to deal with this budget from here on out, I think it would be wise to have a little step in there for her like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's reasonable. Okay, so what's next? Los Angeles, Michael or John? Hello? Los Angeles? Anybody there? Michael? John?
Am I audible now?
You are now, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I thought I had pushed the other way. All right, I sort of expressed my concern at the beginning as far as the, you know, they kind of explained how they're cutting most of the other expenses. I guess I'd like to see a stronger justification for the increase in personnel, in the sense that my idea about budgeting in general is that we should try to figure out, you know, how we're going to carry out the mission and what resources we need to do that. And although I think restoring people's hours is a valid goal and on a certain level, I think the point is, how are those hours going to be used, in what way to, you know, improve the functioning of the station and its reach and its fundraising capacity and et cetera, and other ways of fulfilling the mission. So if there is going to be some further discussion, I'd like to see more explanation of that. How are those hours going to be used, in a sense, or how is that, what need is there for the increase in personnel? Is there a correlation between the projected increase in personnel and the projected ability to raise more funds, for example, and if so, how?
Okay. All right. I'm not sure if John Crumshaw joined us or not. It sounds like maybe not, but let's just check. John, are you anywhere in the vicinity? Okay. Doesn't sound like it. So we will go to Texas. Jim or Richard?
Yes, Jim. Well, I'm impressed with Michelle's energy, and I hope that can have an impact on the station. I just feel real uncomfortable. I guess that's a real big increase in revenue, and I just feel uncomfortable, and that's about all I can say. But I think it's unfair that Michelle doesn't have some time to have some input. That's just a real tough, that's really tough for her.
Yeah. Okay. Richard?
Well, I'll second what Jim said there, and other people have said that Michelle's got an uphill thing here, and I am impressed with her energy, too, and I know that morale building is going to be one of your major tasks, Michelle, and good luck with it. At this point, we're calling this a temperature check. My temperature on this budget is down around freezing. I don't see any justification, and that's what I said, any justification for increasing the personnel costs at all from last year. I don't see any, you know, the things that are said about it helps people's morale to be paid 100% as opposed to 0.75% of their full price. But, you know, those things can be moved around where there's 1%. You can get that quarter other places. You might have to let somebody go. And those three quarters into three other positions or something like that. But I don't think we could just forget this committee and this board mandated three people be laid off last year and they weren't. And I don't think we can just forget that you're going to be a little over a quarter of a million dollars in a hole at the end of the year here in a week and a half. I don't think. You know, I'm all for being positive and wanting to anticipate the best, but I think we need to go in very, very, very conservative at this point. At the beginning, maybe by the middle of the fiscal year, if everything's starting to turn around, maybe that would justify adding money to the personnel costs. But I see absolutely no reason to add a penny right now. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So let's see. We would then go to New York, which is Manage.
Hi. My concern is about this budget and Michelle so bravely jumping into this, as I want to welcome her to this difficult situation, position that she is in, and difficult place after her, you know, problems that we had. Hoping with her forthright presentation and talk about what she thinks and how she feels, and she needs time to look at it. That if we, depending on how much time, how long we can give Michelle to look and do some fact finding and get her. Understanding around this budget, which to me seems to be a little bit unrealistic, to come up with her, some budget that she is comfortable with, and she can attest to it that she can fulfill it. I don't know how long. When do we have to?
Okay, thank you, manager.
What is our deadline? Do you not have a deadline for this?
All right. Let me address that. The fiscal year does end on September 30th, and we certainly want to get all of our budgets approved by TNB as soon after that date as we can. Mm-hmm. I think within 30 days of the end of the fiscal year is acceptable. But what that means is that really by the end of September we should get at least all of the station budgets through, and then we will also have to do the archive and national budget divisions. Waiting any longer than that probably is, you know, it's a dereliction of our jobs. So what we will be doing if we give more time on this budget is we will probably be setting ourselves up to have several meetings between September 24th and September 30th, which is okay if that's what we need to do to get the job done. But as we kick things closer to the deadline, it needs more meetings. So that's what the committee has to sort of balance. We really should get everything through to the national board by the end of the fiscal year. So the national board has October to pass all this stuff.
Thank you so much.
This is Michelle, and I'm sorry I'm interrupting, but can I offer, if I ask for more time, I only mean until next Friday.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah, no, that's helpful. So we know what the scope is of what...
Yeah, if I had a week with this budget, I think that I could come up with something. I can turn something into you next Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think under the circumstances, there's good reasons why the committee might consider that. And I think even the LSB would understand the motivations and the reason for it, and you know would probably support that kind of an idea.
So I'm back on you, but I just wanted to offer that.
Yeah, thanks. That helps.
Can I have a comment, a short one?
Of course.
And that is, as I have said last time, I would like to see documentations with these budgets that are coming. And if Michelle, it's possible for Michelle to come up with the documentation of what she says, what they mean, and how they break down, it would be really great for at least me, who is very new to this, and I'm really trying to understand this budget. Thank you so much.
Okay. So I think that I'm up to myself. Just the last call, John Crumshaw or Paul Martin, or either of you on the call. Okay, why not? Okay, so speaking for myself, temperature-wise, my sense of a couple of things that we've talked about is that I believe that the salary restoral is based on AFTRA agreements and negotiations and may not be entirely discretionary on our part. In other words, the reduction to 75% time was supposed to be temporary, was presented that way and was accepted by the union folk on that basis. So my sense is that the ability of this committee and the ability of the network as a whole to be entirely discretionary about that is somewhat limited. So we do need to take that into account because we are doing it in the wrong order, absolutely. We're restoring the salaries before the restoral of the revenue, and it should be the other way around. But I just want to put out why that might be happening and what other factors are in play. I guess the second thing that I would say is I do think that the revenue jump is substantial. It is not beyond what WPFW has booked in past years, but it has been several years since they have been able to do so. Whether that has to do with long-term trends in radio or has to do with the internal discord and the technical problems that they've had and how much of that relates to which of those two things, I'm not entirely sure. If it's the first, then we may be in a situation where we're setting up
some unachievable goals. If it's the second, then they're not necessarily unachievable if those factors are corrected. It's a bit of a guess as to, you know, which of those factors is responsible for how much of the decline. And I wouldn't put myself in the position of saying that I know the answer, because I don't. My sense overall is that WPFW has to come fairly close to these revenue markers one way or the other due to their operating costs, and that there's a limited amount of discretionary stuff in this budget. In other words, if you challenge me to, you know, cut $100,000 out of this budget, it would be hard to know how to do that, and it would be hard to do that without having a significant impact on the ability to operate. It's not the case with all the stations, but it is the case with WPFW, because there's certain fixed expenses for rent and so on that are, you know, that are what they are. They're not going to go away. So in a way, this is a budget that has to stress revenue generation. The personnel to income ratio shouldn't be higher for most of these stations than about 50%. It seems to be when we start going much above 50%, and that's gross personnel to gross revenue, that the stations start to tip over into deficits. So if the revenue is able to come in at about 1.6 to 1.7, then I don't think the personnel number is, I don't think it's over the danger line. However, when the station books 1.3 or 1.4, which is what happened in 2012 and what happened in 2013, then it's out of whack. So part of the stuff that I think that we have to think about is, if we're not able to make these targets, what are we going to do? And I do think that there needs to be some sort of contingency planning for the short term of, well, if we're not able to do what we're setting out to do, then what's going to happen? In other words, if you're in the position, Michelle, where you do have to cut $100,000 out of this budget or out of your operating expenditures, what would that look like? And I think that's something to give some thought to, although it may not be a scenario where we do it preemptively, but it may be a scenario that in reality, in the real world, you might face. So it would be good to have an idea of where to go with that if it happens, and hopefully it doesn't. And I think there's a good chance that it won't. I do think that on the minor level, there's too much money budgeted for the local board election, and that can probably come down a bit, but that's probably only going to save about $5,000. It's not a life-changing amount of money. Do I have anything else that I want to say? I don't think I have a whole lot else to say. The station really does have to hit about 1.6, 1.7. I think 1.762 might be a little bit high, and it might be that the station will come in at about 1.7 for revenue. And that's going to cause some pain. But I think if the station comes in dramatically less than that, then the station's ability to function is going to be greatly impaired. And I'm not sure that you can plan for the inability to pay your bills. So I'm hoping that's not the way that things are going to go. And I do think that Michelle is correct, and some institutional support here is needed, because there's not a lot of diversification in the revenue. The donations have been fairly small. The card donation program has been non-existent, not robust. There's not a lot of money coming in on the web. There's not a lot of money coming in from community events, so there needs to be something besides the fund drives. So you have some balance there, because fund drives go up and down, and they will go up and down. And I really support your making efforts to do that over the course of this year. I think that would, you know, efforts in that direction would make me feel much better about the budget. So I guess the question that we sort of have is, it doesn't sound to me like anyone on the committee has any real specifics about, you know, change this and change that kind of stuff going on. So do we want to give Michelle another 5 or 6 days to work over this budget a bit and bring it back to us. We don't usually do that. Usually we try to send budgets only one way, which is forward. But in this case, since we have a brand new GM who's seen this budget for about 3 days, I think it's correct that we might be doing ourselves a service by making an exception. I mean, is there anyone who thinks that's really not a good idea?
No, that's fair.
Okay. All right. So I think Michelle has gotten a pretty good idea of where our concerns lie after listening to all of this, and it sounds like she actually shares them, so we're not in significantly different places. So maybe we'll give her the week that she asked for to develop some more familiarity with the numbers, and whatever she feels she can do in terms of contingencies or planning or documentation to support where she would like to go this year, and we'll reconsider this budget. How does that sound?
Sounds like meeting on Friday the 27th.
Oh, God. Not
joke,
Friday.
Joke.
No, I don't think we should do that. PNB kids meeting this Friday night that, like, has me in tears. Okay, let's take a look at the calendar.
Well, they're scheduled for the 26th as well.
Let's take a look.
I can come on the 27th.
Okay, hold on. Let's take a look at the calendar. All right. So Michelle asked for, let's see, so we're at the 19th. She wants until Friday.
27th.
Which is, I guess, the 27th, which is reasonable, and which we're going to honor. So we could meet on the 27th. There's a personnel meeting on the 30th, so we will miss our deadline if we go much past that. All right, I think we're going to be stuck with a meeting on the 27th. I'm not happy about it, but I think that we're going to have to. What this will mean is that we will also have to meet in the first week of October to look at national and archives, because we can't do those till the station budgets are at least tentatively through, because the one numbers are dependent on the other. So anybody can't make it on the 27th?
Good.
Casey? It's me again. If y'all need, I'm going to be crunching. This is what I'll be doing for the next few days. So mm-hmm. If Wednesday or Thursday is better for you, I can try to make that happen as well.
You know, it's not better. We've got a Pacifica National Board meeting on Thursday. I already had some people tell me not Wednesday who are on the committee.
I can
so
make
I had
Wednesday the 25th.
You can or can't?
I cannot.
Yeah, and you're the third person that told me that.
Okay.
So on Monday, Monday, there's ED interviews, and two members of the Finance Committee are on the Personnel Committee, so I don't see that working either. So horrible as it is, and, you know, this happened. We did this last year. We had some Friday meetings. I think it's going to have to be the 27th.
And when do I need to submit it so that everybody can have it? Do I submit it that early that Friday, or do you need it that Thursday?
I think that's up to you. I think if you can submit it Friday morning, because we really already looked it over and talked it over. So I think if you can submit it Friday morning,
okay,
that'll be fine.
Okay. Thank you, and I appreciate you guys for giving me this time. And for notification's sake, I looked at this today. It wasn't 3 days ago. It was today.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I think that we're doing the right thing. That's what we're doing.
That
okay.
And I will do this today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we will absolutely have to, you know, finish this budget on that day. But let's go ahead and schedule it for the 27th. All right. So our next meeting is going to be on the 24th of September. It will be a regularly scheduled meeting. We will finish up the PFW budget, attend to any other pending business that we have, and then we will probably schedule both the archives and national budget discussions for the first week of October, and hopefully we can get those done as soon as possible in that week. So, okay. If there's no parting thoughts, I think that's pretty much it.
Let me ask a question, please, Madam Chair.
Yeah, please do.
The archives budget has to wait till all the station budgets are approved before they can put theirs together. Is that...
It does, because much of their income comes through the central services from the five stations, so they have to have some idea what those amounts are likely to be.
Right.
If the PNB makes changes, then we can adjust, but they need to know sort of, you know, what the Finance Committee has recommended before they prepare their budgets. Archives, as I understand it, is pretty much prepared. It's just waiting for the CS figures from the five station budgets. National, we'll have to defer to Raul. Is that part prepared? Is it not prepared at all? Where are you at with that? Raul?
We are just working on the budget, but it's a pretty simple budget, except that we are waiting for the central services. There's only a few people here, so it's not a big, complex process.
Right. So the idea would be that once the two East Coast budgets are finished and sent on to the PNB, that we would then get the draft archives and national the following week.
Yeah.
And so we should have everything kicked over by early October. Yeah, and then the consolidated really is just all of those put together.
Yeah, in addition,
which is not,
you know, the BRA is also looking for that figure and line item from the station, the BRA premiums that they're budgeting for. So they're going to incorporate that into their budget as well.
Well, one other thing that Michelle may not know about. The one other thing Michelle may not know about, I don't know if Michelle's even listening anymore, but y'all be sure to tell her that you know, that CPV, that we have fines that have to come out of that too.
Yeah, I actually did that portion of the grants from the CPV, that revenue. In fact, I put a slight deduction for WPFW, merely because, number one, there's a fine coming through, and secondly, the actual number for 2012 and 2013 would be lower, so there might be a slight downgrade adjustment for their funding. So, and again, it's a guesswork, but that's a justification for the reduction of the CPB grants.
Okay. Yeah.
The reason I brought that up about the archives is it seemed to me like the other night the BAI thing might not take long.
No, it might not, and it may be possible, Raul, if you're, ready for it, if you had a draft national office budget maybe for us to start looking at on the 24th, that could be helpful, and of course, if the WPFW numbers change, we can pipe those numbers in, and that might be a good use of time. So, you know, if it's possible to look at a draft of the national office budget for the 24th meeting, I think that might be helpful.
I'll try. I'll keep you posted. Maybe before then, I'll let you know what we have so far. And then I also need to work with Summer on the items here. So I just need to get some input from her and what her plans are. Because right now, you know, I'm down to like two staff here, one agency. So I need to get a pretty good concrete plan for personnel here at the national office. Other than that, I think it's personnel, central services, and that would be probably the bulk of our budgeting process here. So there would be probably a historical, you know, input.
Barbara, for a comment.
Go ahead.
I would hope we don't try to force Raoul with too much of a draft, because then we're arguing or reviewing things that are not yet real. And I think that's a very hard kind of time to spend right now. So I would hope that it would not be a budget that has too many holes in it, and I would rather give him time to give us, you know, more of a working document.
Well, we'll see
just
what we
caution.
Can.
Just a caution.
I know.
I mean, it wouldn't be bad in the midst of all these meetings to have one that's kind of short if we only deal with WBAI next Tuesday, I'm saying.
Okay, we'll see how it goes. We also need to check in with Brian DeShazer about the State of Archives and see where that fits in. But we are getting there, folks. We are definitely 3.5, almost 4 out of 8, which is good. So we're making progress. Okay, so that takes care of that till the 24th. Michelle, we'll look forward to getting what you have to give us. And if anything comes up in the meantime, please get in touch. And have a good week, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
I
you.
Appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Good night.